All day long, we are in some degree helping each other to one or another of these destinations. It is in the light of these overwhelming possibilities, it is with the awe and the circumspection proper to them, that we should conduct all our dealings with one another, all friendships, all loves, all play, all politics. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal, and their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals with whom we joke, with work with, marry, snub, and exploit. Immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. Every person we encounter is a person who is either destined for hell or destined for heaven. There are no mere mortals. We are immortals, every last one of us. And we will encounter them, and we will lead them in some small way, either heavenly, either heavenward, or hellward. That is a second coming which I want to be prepared for. I want to be prepared to meet them in such a way that my sins have been set aside. My nasty, soulish, snide, tired, snippy, sarcastic, flesh old man is gone. And I can look at everyone in such a way that I see someone who is in need of Jesus. Because we are all getting ready to face that. You know what I want for Christmas? I want to have been able to lead someone to Christ between now and then. I want to have looked at somebody in a new way and said, you know what? I see you differently now. I want to have shed my sins. Not just in a, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, I've gone to confession and given them up, but I've really changed. I've set them aside. I want that fire to purify me. Not in a way that I'm washed and I go back, but in a way that I stay changed. I want the fire that John the Baptist spoke of to burn me up. I want prophecy and words of wisdom and words of knowledge and healings and miracles. I want all of that. I want that for your sake. I want to be able to minister to you and minister to the people around us. And I want this church to grow and prosper and be healthy. And I want the Holy Spirit to purify me of my sins so that when I speak with people, I have gotten rid of that nastiness and I can minister more like Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. We're charismatics. We believe that the Spirit moves. Amen?
Amen.
All right. If you want that, then you know what? There's no hurry today. So if you want that, then let's stand up and come up and let's get prayed for. And I'm going to be first. Father David, come up and pray for me. Because I want to get rid of that and I want to be more like Jesus. And anybody else want to come up? Then let's get prayed for.